This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we go around the league a little bit, and it was
great
a wild
times.
Day.
Yeah.
Think about this. I just saw Pat Leonard of the Daily News tweet this. And again, not that we didn't know this, but it's just when you see it all laid out like this. The Giants obviously 2-7 this season, 3-18 in their last 21, 5-21 in their last 26, 5-17-1 in the NFC East. This is under Shane and Dable. 2-14 against the Eagles and the Cowboys, and 20-39-1-4 regular seasons. Like, that is
just... I mean, the patience of ownership really should be commended.
That's why I say 4 years is, I'm not knocking them. I think they waited, if anything, you waited the extra year just to find out, and they even got to see it through with a rookie quarterback. It just because you could find a quarterback that has potential and can have some success, it doesn't mean that's justifying keeping both these two after all those records that I just put out there. Like, come on.
Yeah, and then you watch these other teams around the NFL who have been down for a little bit, and they don't need all these years to get it going.
Right.
I mean, they just don't. And there's plenty of evidence that, you know, the reclamation projects around the league are very easy to identify. And after year one with Brian Dable and, you know, the reemergence, if you will, of Daniel Jones and obviously Saquon beasting and the Giants winning a road playoff game, you know, that's why, even though I didn't agree with it, and if I owned the Giants, I wouldn't have done it, but I didn't go crazy when they got the extra year.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was maybe a little conservative, but it's okay to err on the side of prudence when you've been almost, you know, just too aggressively cycling through coaches and GMs over the years. So it just hasn't worked out. And there's failure, but there's nothing to, like, you could live with that provided the expiration point is identifiable. Like, it can't continue.
Right, and we talked about this last year. Both would have moved on from Shane and Dable after last season, just not believing in them. And then said both, well, if they get to stay, it should be beyond this year because you want to see what they could do in a quarterback, with a quarterback that they selected. However, it played out in a way where it's far different than the normal scenario in your mind would have been about selecting a quarterback and then having him develop. Dart was thrown to the wolves basically right away in week 4. He showed that he has it, which is a huge check, and they showed they still can't win. So it's actually a good thing that they went to Dart when they did, because they could easily be 2-7 right now with Russell Wilson and now transitioning to Dart, and then we would see the final 8 games what they could do. Or later, let's say that they went to Dart later. The idea of Dart being there and that potential, to me, would have been holding out hope that something different from Shane and Dable's regime could have come of it. But now that we've seen the finished product, meaning Dart is here, he's been here for a while, and they still can't, they're 2-4 with him as a starter, and it looks like a mess, and the way that they're losing these games, now I don't need to see it beyond this year. I know what Dable and Dart can do offensively together, and I know that it's not good enough to justify keeping anybody around beyond this year.
Well, that's why my focus, and I think the focus of many, has shifted to Joe Shane here.
Yeah.
Because think about this. We said, wow, when we found out that they were going to Jackson Dart when they went to him, we all had the very simple, you know, the same answer, like, all right, you're going to fire the bullet. there's really nothing else to fire, so this better work out. If you would have told us back then that Jackson Dart was going to look like this, but yet the Giants would still just be gashed every week and giving up 30-plus and no resistance against the run, like, that is the indictment on the rest of the roster. They got the favorable answer from about Dart, and that's great, but it's the other stuff that is just in ruins, and that's why, you know, you got to look at Shane.
Let's get back to some calls here, BT. We'll save the NFL around the league a little bit for the next segment. Vinny is in Babylon. What's up, Vin?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Vince.
So obviously, they got to go. They all got to go. You look at Dable's face yesterday. I mean, he is so over his head, so lost. I like the guy. He's a nice guy. But, you know, as you said earlier, they got to go. Look at the players' faces. And what scared me the most yesterday was looking at the look on Jackson Dart's face. Because for the first time, he looked like, what the hell is going on here?
Right.
And, you know, Dable's got to go. They got to go because they're going to ruin Dart. Because if you beat up a young quarterback early in his career, you can ruin their careers. And that's what I'm most worried about, is that this kid, we don't need him to fade away here because
He's not going to fade away. I see, and that's a very interesting thing to talk about in the NFL. Like, and thank you for the call, Vin. I'm not saying that it has never happened, but we kind of throw that around like, you know, they ruined this guy. And by the way, you know, Darnold might be evidence to that for sure. But I think generally when quarterbacks are quote unquote ruined, it's because they really weren't the right guy to begin with. I trust Dart's. And again, there are examples to the contrary. That's why I pick out Darnold. But generally, you can either play or you can't. You have the moxie or you don't, or you have the character or you don't. And I think what's happening right now to Jackson Dart is that, like, there's an arrogance when you are as talented as he is, and not an unchecked arrogance. I mean it in a very good way. It's a compliment. There's an arrogance coming from college saying, I can fix this. You know, I'm going to be able to will us here and score some points and, you know, help elevate this franchise. That is an internal belief that every great player has. And as the surroundings and the reality of the surroundings begin to become more and more obvious to Jackson Dart, you're going to see him not on the field, but project like almost an understanding like, man, this is even bigger than I thought. So I don't think you have to, but I think he's tough enough to get through that. What I'm worried about is him getting hurt. I really do, because there's just, how are they going to move the ball? How are they going to try to look presentable for the next 2 months? That's going to be Dart moving and dancing and putting down his pads because he's a bowler and he's a beast. And is that good for the franchise? The answer is no.
Yeah, but that's his game.
I know.
So if he gets, like, it's football, he's a rookie, he's got to go out there and play. I don't think that they're going to be allowed to be reckless with him. Now
Reckless yesterday. His left shoulder could have been hanging by his right shoulder after that hit.
But they're playing a football game.
I know. But
So why not? How about this, BT? Why not just shut him down? The final eight games are irrelevant. We all know Shane sucks, Dable sucks, fire the entire coaching staff. Why don't we put Jackson Dart just on the bench, have Russell Wilson go out there and save Dart so he's healthy next year?
Yeah, obviously I'm not saying that. It's just, it's an unwinnable situation here because this is what I said, one of the things earlier in the show. Like, for you to, and I'm putting myself in Dable's mindset right now. He knows the writing's on the wall, but, and he's a competitor. So we got to give Brian Dable that, even though it doesn't seem like it to some of you. The man wants to win and the man has busted ass trying to win, as bad as it looks. All right, let's not be disrespectful here. So even though we know it's over for him, he's the last to know that. That's what competitors do, right? So in his mind, he's saying, how can I save my job? How can I fix the Giants? And by fixing the Giants, I'll save my own behind. Well, look at the resources. There's one that really stinks. Without Scataboo and without Neighbors, there's one that elevates itself. And that is the quarterback. And it's going to be human nature to try to ride that to the end to try to save his job. So I'm just saying, of course, you don't shut him down. You don't put him in bubble wrap and not let him be a football player. It's just the very real reality. They don't have much around Dart, and he's going to be getting popped left and right the rest of the way.
The other reality may be that whoever takes over, they may not be as big a fans of Jackson Dart as Dable was. You don't.
I would, man, oh man, I'd like to meet that person.
I would not. Well, I mean, he didn't He didn't go first overall.
But that listen, you think the Titans don't want Cam Ward? It doesn't matter where you go. It's what you do once you actually get in the NFL.
Understood.
And if there's a football person out there that might want to coach the Giants or the Giants might want to coach them that doesn't think that Jackson Dart's going to be a franchise quarterback, let's save the interview process. Yeah. I don't want that guy because that guy's an idiot.
See, but now you're placating the quarterback, which I would not be doing.
No, I'm not placating anybody. I'm reacting to the evidence. You don't think Jackson Dart's going to be a star? If they put the right things around him?
I have no idea. Nobody could say that you know he's not. No. You know, you know definitively, or he is.
No, I'm not saying definitively. But I'm just reacting to what I've seen. Yeah.
Okay, what have we seen?
What?
He's 2-4.
Forget about the record, Sal.
I'm not going to forget about the record.
You can't forget about it. You have to. You got to suspend the reality of that. Because the record is a byproduct of the GM. The only reason you go, they're watchable is because of the quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Stood, you've seen him for 6 games. Like, even if they were 6-0, I still would not be sold. Like, it's 6 games.
I'm not saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes, but...
Well, it sounds like it.
I'm not saying that at all. You don't think that coaches would want to coach this young man?
I didn't say that. Okay. That's not what I said. All I said was there might not... Maybe Dable loved him more. Remember, they traded up to get him. Maybe he loved him more than another head coach coming in. I have no idea. But that is now in play when you have a new regime. I would not be hiring somebody just to the same way they did with Daniel Jones, just to maximize what Jackson Dart can do. To me, that is foolish. Now, I like Jackson Dart. I think he's got the right mindset here, but who knows? We still got to see what could go on the final 8 games. He's also got to prove that he could improve himself. He can stop being as reckless as he is, stay healthy, get more accurate. Like, there are a lot of things here. He's a rookie quarterback that's shown some signs. And just because it's far better from what we saw from Zach Wilson or anybody else here early on in their career, Geno Smith or Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones, just because it's far better than that immediately does not mean it's a given. Also, we don't know what the new regime would want. That's all that I'm saying.
Listen, I got you. And it's definitely not a given. All I'm saying is from what I've seen is I think that Jackson Dart's going to be amazing.
I know, but we thought other guys were going to be amazing and it doesn't happen.
But not to this extent. At least not here. I mean, I never felt this way about Daniel Jones. I was hopeful about Zach and hopeful about these other guys. Like, there's legitimate evidence that this guy's an absolute franchise quarterback. So, see, this was my worry. And this has been mitigated. This is a good thing, all right? So my greatest fear about the Giants, bring back Dable, give the keys to Dart. You realize Dable's not the guy. Dart looks awful, like Zach. Say Zach, just because we'll pull some other bad quarterback names into it. How appealing would the Giants' job be moving forward, meaning in 2026 and beyond, when they invariably move on from Dable, which they're going to have to? Well, if Dart looked overwhelmed or just overdrafted or not the guy, now you got a situation like, geez, the Giants are still a train wreck, and they don't even have a quarterback, at least for me, just for me. Mm-hmm. The silver lining is the Giants' job should be appealing. I don't know what coaches they'll talk to, but it should be appealing to every reputable quarterback that you would want to interview because they, again, my opinion, they have to think that Jackson Dart has a chance to be phenomenal.
Has a chance, but would it be more appealing than having a top pick and getting to select your own guy?
And having him learn
in your system?
You know what? I can't answer that only because it's subjective, meaning I don't know what they think about Mendoza or Dante Moore. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Cam Ward a year ago or Shedeur Sanders. So,
yeah, or Caleb Williams, who I was told.
Or any of those guys.
Can't miss. Caleb Williams is going to be
great. Yeah, but
Caleb
Williams has never looked like this.
I don't think Caleb Williams is good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Whereas Jackson Dart, to me, Jackson Dart, I mean, if he, put it this way, if he was out there and he was throwing up 50-50 balls to Malik Nabers and Nabers was doing things and, you know, that really it was Nabers like who was wielding this Giants offense into the end zone, then I'd say, yeah, all right. I look at Jackson Dart as a guy who's going out there with basically nothing and... And every time they start a drive, they're scoring a touchdown to start the game.
Right now, through six starts in his career, to me, the best attributes that Dart has is, number one, his intangibles. The leadership, the mindset, the confidence, all those things that you certainly need in this town to succeed. So he has that. And those things can start to erode. The more you lose, the more the media vultures come out, call for the coaches, everything around you is crumbling. Like, that could hurt. But even the most confident people's confidence, you're starting to see that a little bit. Not his confidence being hurt, but just like, what the hell's going on here? Yesterday, I felt that in the postgame. To me, that would be his greatest attribute so far, along with his ability to be a dual threat. I don't look at him as saying he's some great thrower of the football, but so I think he could run well, and I think he can throw it a little bit. I think he's got to improve on that. More accuracy, more consistency. Also, his greatest strength on the field running the football could be a weakness because he's reckless and could get himself hurt. So there's a long way to go from where I'm sitting. Like, I'm happy with the way that it's gone so far. As far as seeing him as a starter for six games, not the result, but yes, you feel like you have something. I saw C.J. Stroud have way more success than I saw Jackson Dart have. I saw Jaden Daniels have way more success than I saw Jackson Dart have. I've seen Bo Nix have way more success than Jackson Dart have. And those guys still, nobody sold on in year two. So I'm just saying six games, let's not make it like all of a sudden the guy's Joe Montana.
As unappealing, this is the irony of it for me, as unappealing as the Giants' job has been for so long, all right, as unappealing as it's been, and as bad as it's looked, you know, blowing leads and getting gashed and lifeless press conferences and checking out of tackles and getting gashed up the middle with the run, it's actually appealing because of the quarterback. So I think the pool will be very deep. I think that's encouraging. And then, you know, you got to make sure that Mara understands it's time to really clean house.
Benny calling from Fairlawn. What's up, Benny?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
You know, I was at the game yesterday, and just a couple of points. It's over the years, the Giants never seem to do a first drive touchdown. And all of a sudden this year, I think three, maybe even four games, they did
straight.
A first drive touchdown.
Four.
Yeah, that's crazy. And Theo Johnson made a nice play that was right in front of me. But, of course, later in the game, he dropped the ball that hit him right between the numbers, kind of killed the drive. Mm. But the other thing I want to talk about, which is I've been going to the game since Yankee Stadium. I'm a little bit older than most of the audience, I bet. I would say, maybe you can check with Evan and Sean about this, it looked like the crowd was at least 25-30% San Francisco fans.
Well, we can check with Huff. Huff's there all the time. He said about 40%, right?
I'd go 50%.
50%? He's there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awful. I mean, you know, and I remember when during the Parcells years, one of the most exciting things, if it was for me, I'm sure it was for the players, when they announced the players, when they came out, you know, introduction, and the roar that the stadium would, you know, conjure up when, you know, LT and Sims and Bavaro came out. I mean, that had to psych the players up. The players ran out yesterday. It was like, oh, it was like the dogs chasing the Frisbees coming out. There's no life in that stadium.
It's
and
bad.
I'm not sure whether that's an indictment of, you know, the fans selling their tickets to, you know.
That's not their fault.
Benny, you know what that's about. They've been losers for a decade. This is the third straight year they've started 2-7. What do you want the fans to do?
I totally understand. I mean, this is as bad as the 70s when they were god-awful. But I here's a 1% silver lining. Maybe Jackson Dart kind of can be like the Phil Sims of this next era, you know?
It took
Sims a few years to get... Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Yeah, no question.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate...
Okay.
I appreciate your talking, and thanks.
Thanks, Benny.
I didn't mean to step on you there. Thank you very much. You've been going to Yankee Stadium with the Giants, huh? Yeah, you know, he said something that I've said, and I've actually documented this. I've got to pull up the old tweet. I'm not going to do it now, and I won't even necessarily do it on the air, but I remember doing it a while ago, and I did it with you, where, like, people, growing up, like, you heard, oh, my God, the Giants in the 70s. And I really, really, myself, remember watching football starting in the early 80s. But historically, the Giants 70s, the decade of the 70s, was as bad as it was for their franchise. This is worse. Like, people think that I'm just, like, being hyperbolic. It's worse. Like, the 70s, oh, my God. Remember when Herm Edwards scooped up the Passage? Yeah, you remember that? Yeah. For those of you who lived it, you do. Guess what? This is worse. Go back. Go to Football Reference. Type in New York Football Giants, okay? And look at the 70s. Look at the records. Look at the point differential. Look at all the stuff. It's there for you. Offensive rank, defensive rank, as deep as you want to get, but you can just get as basic as the records. This is worse than the 70s.
Yeah. I mean, look, I wasn't around in the 70s, so. And I really don't care about the history of it, whether it's the 70s, whether it's the 80s, whether it's the 90s or 2000s when they won a couple of Super Bowls recently. Like, it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is it shouldn't be this difficult to build a competitive, competent football team. What matters to me is when you do decide to make a change, when they did, you give the new regime some runway here. Now, the issue that I have, and this is why I really think the core issue is just the way that it's been going with the Giants for a while. Firing guys, hiring guys repeatedly, screwing up Daniel Jones, then forcing a new quarterback and the Saquon Barkley. Like, Barkley and Jones should have been, and I said this at the time, should have been cleaned out. Those issues should have been cleaned out before Shane and Dable ever took over. They weren't. Then they had the immediate success, and everybody got excited about that. That led to extending Daniel Jones, which led to some issues. Like, there are not just singular reasons where, well, Joe Shane doesn't know what he's doing. Well, Brian Dable doesn't know what he's doing. It's more encompassing than just that. However, 4 years is 4 years. Their record is what it is. It's time to move on. But to me, it has nothing to do with the history. It has nothing to do with where they've been, how bad it was at any point. Just evaluating this for whatever reason, multiple reasons, it's nowhere near good enough, and I don't know how anybody can believe that it would change for the better anytime soon.
I don't really think anybody does. And I mean, really think about this. The entire, I guess, skeleton, if you will, of the New York Giants has been, I mean, I hate to be so crass here, but ass backwards. I mean, really, going back to Saquon, the entire identity was on a running back, and he's an amazing player. But, I mean, what team that's going to win the Super Bowl's best player, and I know they won it last year, is about a running back. I mean, it's always about the quarterback and the defensive ends and all the other stuff. So that was backwards, and then they completely misread the quarterback situation, Daniel Jones. When you do that, it adds up, and here we are, you know, deeper and deeper into this regime, which is just going nowhere.
Well, think about it. So the mistakes of Dave Gettleman and the prior regime were still felt.
No question. I think even Reese into Gettleman.
Correct.
No doubt about it.
So it's been one thing after another after another. And that's why I hesitate. Like, yeah, we all think Dart is it, but nobody knows that. It's six games. Like, these things change year to year, week to week they change. So that may be the one bright spot right now, and you hope that that's the case. But when you hire a whole new regime, I'm not forcing anything on anybody. And you have to hope that that new regime in their 4 years can clean up Shane and Dable's mess now and overcome that. BT and Sal on the Fan Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.